Data science company Parrot Analytics is helping the world's television and production companies find out who's watching or talking about their shows. It's created a cross-platform demand rating that assesses how consumers are watching, streaming, downloading, blogging, and reacting to a program online. NBR's Fiona Rotherham spoke to the company's founder and chief executive, Warad Seeger, about the challenge of dealing with Hollywood and others from central Auckland.
You're running a global company from New Zealand. Mm. What's the difficulties in doing that?
The travel. I say as I'm very jet lagged right now. So, you know, I think it's now easier than ever. You know, the world is so connected. But physically you are removed, right? So a couple of challenges with that. You know, it's harder to, you know, when I'm in Santa Monica, Los Angeles, it's very easy to say to someone, a client or a potential partner, you know, just grab a coffee. You know, you're around this afternoon for lunch. And that, you know, worst case scenario, they're an hour away from where you are. LA is pretty flat and large. But you can't do that. That's one. Two, you can have the most passionate team about any given industry, but unless you are living inside that industry, you still don't live and breathe the nuances of that industry. So in our case, it's you know, it's Hollywood. And while everyone loves TV shows and movies and is super connected with what's happening on the news and so on, it is a challenge when you're embedded within the industry. There are some pros to it, of course, but those are some of the challenges, yeah.
So how much time do you spend traveling?
Most of my time spent traveling. I spend most of my time in LA when I'm not traveling, but oftentimes I am. We have an office in New York and London, and of course down here. And then I spend about a month a year in France as well with all the different festivals and so on. So a lot of my time is traveling.
How stressful is that for you personally?
At first it was very stressful. You know, everyone has to get used to it and get accustomed to it. Your family and friends and everything. The only pattern, at least for, you know, it's for my journey, the only pattern is that there is no pattern. And so you kind of have to get used to it. It's hard for me personally because I am a creature of habit, so, you know, like to have a rhythm and everything, which is impossible to do when you're traveling as chaotically as I do.
I guess that begs the question, why stay in New Zealand?
A number of reasons. I mean, I'll still be traveling even if we don't have a team here. It is a global industry. We have clients in pretty much every continent out there right now. So it's probably not going to, you know, reduce travel too much. I'll still be coming back here with family and friends and everything. I'm not going to relocate everyone somewhere, only to leave them there alone and end up traveling elsewhere. But, I mean, there are advantages to being here, of course. This is still the greatest place to be on Earth, I think. And so it's helpful for, you know, us as Kiwis who call this home, but also for others who end up relocating here from elsewhere, you know, where some people don't want to be based in New York or in L.A. Actually, they much prefer living out in New Zealand and still solving some of the biggest challenges, you know, technologically and commercially from down here. So this does have everything, you know, it's good connectivity, it's got a budding good entrepreneurial vibe, and, you know, it has all the great benefits of that New Zealand does of living here. The government has historically been very supportive of the tech sector and R&D and so on, so you have all the incentives around that that do help, you know, from a shareholder perspective. And, you know, I'm personally very passionate about growing the ecosystem here, so, you know, as long as we can, we'll keep the base here.
You've got some industry heavyweights on your board. How important was that? And conversely, how hard was it to get them there?
It was incredibly important to bring people like the board members that we have today. And it was surprisingly easy to do so. Incredibly important for obvious reasons. You know, you're trying to navigate an industry, say, you know, in our case, Hollywood, and to have the ex-president of Sony Pictures or the president of AMC Networks, or MGM, you know, these are the global heavyweights on your board. Obviously, aside from the connections and the doors they can open for you, it's a credibility, you know. I mean, your product doesn't change, right? Their technology doesn't really change. It's exactly the same thing that you were presenting to the industry yesterday. It's just that today, the person presenting it, you know, if he or she says, this is a game changer, then people will listen, as opposed to some.
What are your ambitions for the company?
Our ambition is to become the, you know, the global standard for how you measure demand for content. We're rapidly approaching that now, and so we keep having to expand the ambition. Our vision is to, you know, our utopia is to essentially understand what people around the world are demanding, become the go-to place for that to happen. But more importantly, which is, you know, sort of the exciting part that we're getting into now, It's predicting what is going to be resonating with a particular audience set in a particular market. And so that's where a lot of the artificial intelligence work comes in, which is now possible because of years of historic data that we have built globally that enable us to, you know, train these models to understand the nuances of local content preferences and be able to better predict ahead.
What are your biggest challenges? What are you finding hard?
Early on, the geographic separation was a challenge. I think we've navigated that. I've been pleasantly surprised with our ability to attract talent, you know, world-class talent, and move them over to New Zealand, particularly in the data science engineering space. And that's been really helpful. The current challenge is because we are creating something that is brand new, that doesn't exist. You know, you are creating a category. And so it's educating people that this is a thing, this category is a thing, right? You're not going in and competing against an existing product. You're not replacing...
There's good and bad in there, isn't there?
Yeah, exactly. You know, the good and the bad in there. The good is that you have no competitors. You know, you're the only one that does what you do. And so people have to come to you if they're looking to solve that problem. The bad is that you have to educate them that that is a problem and that this is the solution for it. And then flipping back to the good, we are riding a really important and, at this rate, unstoppable wave of content becoming digital and consumers being in the driving seat of what they want to consume, when and where. And so all the trends, all the macro trends, which, you know, we banked on a couple of years ago, are in our favor, and that challenge is almost solving itself for us, and that the industry is now rapidly, you know, started slowly but surely, but now rapidly coming to terms with the fact that, you know, existing business models need to change and they need to have a more of a cross-platform view of how audiences engage and interact with content and how they commercialize their content, or if they're producers, you know, what they should produce, because there's so much competition out there. The macro trends are helping with that challenge.
That was jet-lagged Parrot Analytics founder Warren Seeger talking to NBR's Fiona Rotherham.